Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Jesse Ridgway's announcement got 17 million views. Millions of people stopped what they were doing to be furious at a guy who faked things for a living. This segment isn't about Jesse. It's about us. Why we keep watching. Why this hooks us harder than fiction. And whether we're part of the engine that guarantees it never stops. I found this to be an interesting analogy. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, is with me to help break it down. Jesse's content lives kind of in this space where you don't know if it's real or fake. That's how a slot machine works. And people like slot machines. You keep pulling because you never know what's going to come. It might be good. It might be exciting. It might be something you want, or it might be a complete dud. Is that uncertainty the actual hook for a character like this?
It could be for some people. We know that the emotional part of the brain, the amygdala, can get hooked by excitement or extreme things. And sometimes people will just, as you say, what's going to happen next? What's real? What's not real? And they sort of get that emotional drive to stay tuned in, to watch time after time after time. And again, that doesn't really work for me, but apparently that works for a lot of people. It's entertaining.
I saw someone made a comment. They reminded them of Howard Stern. Not at all. To me, like, not at all. Like, Howard Stern does bits. Because they're small, because they have a start and they have an end, and they're typically on the radio. And they last a certain piece of time, and you understand the context that this is part of a bit. It's a piece of entertainment, and it's positioned that way. You can be outraged by it. You can do whatever the hell you want, but it's understood. This is a lifestyle. That's the difference of what's going on here from what we've seen in the past with shock jock radio or whatever the hell you want to consider it. We have seen some characters in the past who have taken on roles for longer periods of time and called it art. And others went, I don't know if we call that art, but whatever you want to do. That has certainly existed, but this seems like something different than that. But the outrage here, the outrage online that people get is what fuels it. And then it goes into an algorithm, and an algorithm says people are liking this. People are engaged this. Feed more people to this so they can keep getting outraged by it. Mm-hmm. So it's this cycle that we have going on. The dopamine pathways, validating someone directly, because being outraged online reportedly fires the same dopamine pathways as someone validating you directly. Mm-hmm. It's virtue signaling. Are the people raging at Jesse Ridgway, in the comments, actually getting a chemical reward for being angry at him? I feel like I'm getting a chemical reward for being angry about this, because I feel like I'm exposing some sort of bullshit, which is what I like to do, which gives me a chemical reward, which is why this is what I do for a living.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good question, because good research about punishing people who in our value system deserve to be punished causes that pleasure circuitry to respond. And so people that, it's the research, commit norm violations, do something that crosses a line that society looks at as that's the wrong thing, we feel better when we see them punished. So yes, very true.
A lot of our audience is women. Demographically, it is. We see the stats. High A majority of you are women. Welcome. Thank you for being here. We love your support. And a lot of people, a lot of women, men too have been in situations like this, but a lot of women have survived a relationship with someone like Jesse, the manipulator, the narcissist, the guy who makes everything about himself. I mean, is there something specific about that experience that makes watching someone like Jesse get exposed feel necessary? Just like they need to see it named and they need to see this person be held accountable for their bullshit the way that maybe people in their own ecosystem have not?
That's an interesting thought. Occurred to me that maybe for people who have been victimized by someone like this, it's helpful to see them punished. That's certainly plausible.
In a cathartic sort of way. Like we're talking about Jesse being low-hanging fruit with, you know, rage. He's also, I feel like, low-hanging fruit in that line too, because he is that, at least he comes across sometimes as that sort of a character. I think he comes across, in my opinion, as a far more dangerous character than most people. Because I think, I think it goes into beyond narcissism, just like beyond meat. Tastes just like it, but it's far worse. But I actually do like Beyond Meat. Anyway, I'm not trying to knock Beyond Meat. But that's an interesting thing. I wonder if there's a catharsisism with this of what the hell is going on with this guy? I mean, how unhealthy is this? Because any way you spin this, if you spin it that this is legitimate and she was pregnant and the child they discovered had the chromosome marker for Down syndrome and they made the choice to abort the baby. I do question if that's real. Who made the choice, whether it's him or her or a joint decision or whatever it was? But you have this outrage there. If it was legit, that's a fucked up situation. If it wasn't, that's a fucked up situation. You have reports now. And again, this is coming from Jesse, so take it for what it's worth. We haven't seen any official reports or statements from her family. But if Jesse is to be believed, and it's interesting with folks like this because typically there are nuggets of reality that do come out of their mouths. He's saying that her family basically is not supportive of them through any of this, and that they're saying that she should leave him immediately. I happen to agree with that. I mean, if your daughter was in a relationship with someone pulling this shit and exposing your daughter to this level of infamy, to this level of just the vileness of the world, and it's none of this is needed. None of this is called for. They don't need this attention. This is a private family matter, if this is even real.
Yeah.
If you saw someone that is putting your daughter at that sort of risk for their own clicks, for their own vanity, what would your reaction be?
Oh, I'd be a mama bear. It's that line between when your kids are adults, they've got to make their own decisions. But there's always that sense as a parent that you want to protect them from somebody who's manipulating them or harming them in some way. And I don't know exactly what action I would take, but I would be taking action. I would definitely be having a lot of contact with my daughter and spending a lot of time in conversation. And, you know, what would motivate someone? I mean, this is not who I would pick to be my baby daddy, right? What would motivate someone to even be attracted to a person like this is there's a lot that's not quite right. Yeah.
And what would you say if you get on the phone and you're like raging, like, oh my God, I just read the story about the pregnancy. And then he goes and says, it's all fake. Just between it's all fake. It's all for clicks. Does that change? Does that even change the the dynamics at all?
No, because it just shows the lack of integrity, you know, and you don't want to see your kid end up with someone who has no integrity. I mean, who knows what they'll do? It's not an ideal partner.
Is this predatory behavior on the part of him towards his wife? I don't know if predatory is the right word or what it would be, but she seems to be along for the ride. She's a grown-ass adult. She can make her own decision. She can leave, just like many cases. There's there's feelings I'm getting here that are reminiscent to me almost of like Kendra Duggar, Joseph Duggar's wife, or Josh Duggar's wife, the people that have stayed with people that continue to make predatory decisions and end up paying the consequences for it, allegedly. Is that what's going on here? I wonder. And how does someone like that get out? Because it's very easy to, I think, fall into that world.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to see your way out of that world, especially if that person is convincing you that everyone around you, and now basically the world, they're all against us. It's only mm-hmm. you and me. Mm-hmm. Is this the ultimate control move on the mm-hmm. part of Jesse for his own relationship with his wife? I'm wondering, of let's not only make it feel like your family doesn't like me, let's make the world hate us. Mm-hmm. And then it's only you and me, baby, ride or die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really makes me concerned about what kind of coercive control may be going on in that relationship. Mm-hmm. She seems in the videos, at least the ones I've seen, that she's participating enthusiastically in mm-hmm. the little dramas that are happening. But it's not healthy. And I would be, as a parent or a friend, I'd be very worried about her. And what do we do to support somebody like that? We keep in close contact with them. And we try to spend as much time and communicate as much and find out what's really going on. What's the real story? Because there may be something really dark in their relationship. We don't know.
As a parent, I mean, again, these are adults, so there's very little levers, I think, that can probably even be pulled here. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what do you say to mm-hmm. someone? What would you say to her? And also in the mindset that she's seemingly somewhat on board here with a lot of this. I mean, and if someone's still on board, can they be pulled away if they're into the system, if they're participating in the system? Do they have to hit a rock bottom level themselves, if there is a rock bottom, to get their way out? Because I think for some, like Jesse, maybe there really isn't a bottom, and that yeah. might just be the reality.
Yeah. You know, and this is the piece we don't know. Is she enthusiastic? Is she contributing to ideas about this stuff? I mean, how much of this is coming from her? Or is she really being exploited and controlled and manipulated by him? But I don't think lectures ever work, you know, from mid-teens getting into adulthood, you know, trying to just tell your kids what you see reality. I mean, they've got their own view on it. But I do think keeping in close contact and being supportive, being open, being a good listener, and then reflecting back what you're hearing. Because if there is something in the vein of coercive control or abuse going on, you don't want people isolated, and you want them to feel like you are a safe person to talk to. And so you have to just stay connected, even though it's hard not to be judgmental sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to be careful about making harsh judgments. In other words, your husband's a real jerk and he's exploiting you and I hate him. You mm-hmm. can't say things like that, because yeah. then they double down and they stay all the more entrenched in what they're doing. So a lot of times it's helpful to be confused. I mean, not that you're really confused, but you communicate, "I'm really confused how you say he loves you, but then he does X, Y, and Z, and that just confuses me because that doesn't really feel like love." Mm-hmm. And leave it there, you know? So often that's a really good intervention for somebody who's doing something that's kind of unhealthy, is just highlight that you're confused by it. And that sort of sets the wheels in motion of them maybe doing a little more analysis. But very hard, whether it's a Jesse Ridgway or just somebody who's a marginal character for other reasons, it's hard to see your kids grow up and make choices that you think are not the best for them. That's a struggle.
Or fall into the coercive control of somebody like this. Yeah. And that's an interesting aspect to this. I mean, from what I understand, I could be wrong, but from my research, it looks like they got married late last year. That's, I mean, at least according to them. I also question if they're even married.
Yeah.
I question if this whole relationship is even real, quite honestly, or if because the timing, okay, if you're going to pull a stunt like this, and this is part of his plan, okay, get married, set that up. Like the staging has been set up. And again, this may all be real. I could be completely off my rocker, but I don't think I am because I'm basing it on his patterns of behavior.
Right.
I wonder if that's even real. Let's talk about the consumers of this, especially the kids who may be consuming this sort of thing. And there's obviously a thousand bazillion things that people can consume online. If a parent told you their kid watches content like this every day, and the thing is, it's not really kids. These are grown-ass adults who are watching this, getting enraged and having a lot of feelings. Influencers staging crises, daring the audience to figure out what's real. What is that sort of training doing to their brain? How is it different than the years that many of us had going, you're watching too much TV? Is it any different than watching dramas on television? Are our brains interpreting this kind of content pitched this sort of way to our brains different than reality television or dramas that are scripted?
Well, it's all entertainment media. All of it has changed so much from when you and I even were kids. It's just gone in really weird directions. And, you know, coming at it from where I do, I always have to bite my tongue about being judgmental because I can be really judgmental. I'm kind of snooty about what films I watch and stuff like that. And I never wanted my kids watching horror movies, which they did anyway by the time they were 12 or 13, you know, but when they were little, I certainly filtered what they could watch. It's a hard one. How do you intervene in society and what is this doing to people? I think on one level, it normalizes bad behavior. And it, you know, we're all affected by the media we consume, our values, you know, our view of other people, the way we move through the world. So we're all influenced by what we consume. And that is something that if I get the opportunity, I'm probably more apt to, you're giving me a good Substack article idea on how we really need to be conscious of what we put into our heads, what we absorb, because it does impact our worldview and our identity and what we, you know, expect in the world and what we expect of ourselves. And I always like to look at there's a higher path in life and there's a lower path in life. And when I say that to people, they usually can nod and say that they see it, even though the paths are all different, you know. But I like to think, can we inspire people to take a higher path, whatever that looks like to them? And so maybe I'll use that in a Substack article. Everybody needs to define what's a higher path for them. Are we consuming things that are inspiring, helping us be a better person, increasing our empathy and integrity, or are we watching things that kind of take us down the lower path?
I think it's a good filter to run everything we do through. I like that a lot. Take that away from the program today, everyone. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, her latest book, Nightbird, available wherever you get books. Go and check this out. Audiobook also available. Go and get that. Her link also in our Substack, Spotlight on Psychology. If you go to our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com, you will find her link in our link tree right there. All right. That's going to wrap up our conversation for today. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube or wherever you're watching this. Love to get them. We'll continue the conversation right there. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations. Until next time, for Siobhan, for Robin and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.